The Everyday Environmentalists, Dave and Ann, bring you tips on how you too can help make the world a little better place to live in. So now, let's listen.
Let's see, I've got my grocery list, books to go back to the library, stuff for the thrift store. Dave, what time did you need the car?
Go ahead and take your time. Now you got lots of things to do. I was thinking I'd pull some of these weeds out of the driveway while the car's gone.
Okay, well, I should be back in an hour or so. Bye.
An hour? It usually takes at least an hour just to go one place, let alone three or four. But I suppose, just in case Anne's serious, I better get to work on these weeds instead of taking my nap. I'll start with this patch in the middle. Okay, dandelions, you're about to become chicken food. Strange. I don't think it's rained in the past few days, but all these weeds look kind of wet. Gee, they smell like oil. It must be coming from the car. I better find some gloves.
Ah, it's good to be back. With still a few hours left in the afternoon.
And I'm glad you're back already and okay, and the car too. I was getting a little worried.
Worried? What? Did you think I'd bring back more stuff from the thrift store than I took?
Well, that too, but that wasn't what I was thinking about. I think our car is leaking oil. The mechanic should have noticed the last time the oil was changed. Didn't you take it in just a couple weeks ago?
I was going to, but then I sort of forgot about it, I guess.
And I'd have been happy to take the car in if you didn't want to. And I should remember to pay more attention to those stickers on the windshield. I hope we're not too many miles over the recommended amount.
We shouldn't be. But the thought of our car is leaving oil on the ground has me feeling a little guilty. Isn't oil really bad for the environment?
Yeah, let's think about it a minute. Just think about where these drops of oil might end up. Let's say it would rain this afternoon, really hard.
Okay, I'm imagining lots of rain landing on our driveway and lots of oily puddles, and then, since our driveway slopes downhill, I guess the oily water would travel into the road and then the storm drain.
That's right. And all that water that enters the storm drain heads right to the river, along with our oil. And oil isn't good for the water or for the marine life.
Okay. But what if it doesn't rain and we just leave the oil sitting here? That's not so bad, is it?
Well, probably not a small amount like this. But what if there was a lot? It would soak into the ground, then eventually would contaminate the drinking water. Or suppose somebody wanted to plant a garden here someday. Putting vegetables in oily dirt doesn't sound very appetizing to me.
What can we do now? I guess a first step would be to schedule the car for the oil change as soon as we can. And bag these oily weeds?
Good idea. Let's get to work.
Keep your car on a regular maintenance schedule. Your car will run more efficiently and be less likely to leak oil and other products.
Everyday Environmentalist is a production of KSVR Studios, produced by Joseph C. McGuire, technical engineering by Jay Charles, scripts by Britta Eshte, featuring Dave McConnell as Dave and Jim Justice as Anne. Let Dave and Anne show you how you too can be an everyday environmentalist.